Today is the feast of Saint Faustina. Now, I don't call her Faustina because she wrote her own name with a Y instead of an I, and I had a wonderful student from Poland named Jed Miadowicz, who once corrected me that it's Faustina. And since then, Jed has passed away into heaven. And so we offer this rosary for the repose of his soul, for his widow Heather and their children. So let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Now, I want you to get to know Saint Faustina because she is a close friend of mine. From 1925 until her death in 1938, Faustina led a very ordinary life as a religious sister, acting as a cook, doorkeeper, and gardener. Except for this, Jesus, Mary, her guardian angel, many saints and souls in purgatory, as well as demons, visited and spoke with Faustina on an almost continual basis. Now, Jesus appeared to her from 1931 to 1938, and he commanded her to keep a diary of all their conversations. He said to her, "Write down everything that occurs to you regarding my goodness." She answered, "What do you mean, Lord? What if I write too much?" And he responded, "My daughter, be at peace. Do as I tell you. Your thoughts are united to my thoughts, so write whatever comes to your mind. You are the secretary of my mercy, and I have chosen you for that office in this life and in the next." However, at one point, Faustina began to think that she was deluded by the devil, so she threw the diary into the fireplace. But Jesus appeared and he ordered her to rewrite it, and he went over it page by page to make sure. And then he would say to her, "You have not written everything in the notebook about my goodness toward humankind. I desire that you omit nothing." Now, I love the diary because it reveals a deep personal friendship between Jesus and Faustina. And as I read it and prayed over it, I too was drawn into a deeper friendship with Jesus. And I think if you read the Diary of Divine Mercy prayerfully, I think the same thing will happen to you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
On February 22, 1931, Jesus appeared to Faustina and revealed to her the image of divine mercy by which he wants to give his mercy to us. Of this she writes, "In the evening when I was in my room, I saw the Lord Jesus clothed in a white garment, one hand raised in a gesture of blessing, the other was touching the garment at the breast. From beneath the garment, slightly drawn aside at the breast, there were emanating two large rays, one red, the other white. In silence, I kept my gaze fixed on the Lord. My soul was struck with awe, but also with great joy. And after a while, Jesus said to me, 'Paint an image according to the pattern you see, and then place your signature underneath it, writing, Jesus, I trust in you.'" Again, Faustina writes, "I told my confessor about this, and my confessor told me to ask the Lord Jesus the meaning of the two rays in the image. 'Very well,' I said, 'I will ask.' And during prayer, I heard these words within me. 'The two rays denote blood and water. The white ray stands for the water of baptism and the sacrament of reconciliation, both which cleanse us of sin. The red ray stands for the blood, which is the life of souls that comes through the Eucharist.'" Later, Jesus said to her, "By means of this image, I shall be granting many graces to souls, so let every soul have access to it." Now, I personally have a large image of divine mercy in my chapel at home, and I encourage you to place the image of divine mercy in a prominent or central place at your house or wherever you live. And every time you see it, speak these words, "Jesus, I trust in you." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus revealed a special prayer to Faustina called the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. She writes, "While I was saying the chaplet, I heard a voice which said, 'Oh, what great graces I will grant to souls who say this chaplet. The very depths of my tender mercy are stirred for the sake of those who say the chaplet.'" Now, the Divine Mercy Chaplet is a wonderful form of vocal prayer, the first stage of prayer. But Jesus told Faustina he not only wanted her to pray these and other forms of formal vocal prayer, even more, he said to her, "Talk to me simply, as a friend to a friend." And Jesus reminded her that friendship involves more than just talking. What's even more important is listening. And for that, we need to learn to reflect, to think about what Jesus says to us through the Word of God. In fact, Jesus said to Faustina, "When you reflect upon what I tell you in the depths of your heart, you profit more than if you had read many books. Oh, if souls would only want to listen to my voice when I am speaking in the depths of their hearts, they would reach the peak of holiness in a short time." However, reflecting requires silence. Listening takes silence. On this, Faustina writes, "In my opinion, and according to my experience, the rule concerning silence should stand in the very first place. God does not give himself to a chattering soul, which, like a drone in a beehive, buzzes around but gathers no honey. A talkative soul is empty inside. It lacks both the essential virtues and intimacy with God. A deeper interior life, one of gentle peace and of that silence where the Lord dwells, is quite out of the question for them. A soul that has never tasted the sweetness of inner silence is a restless spirit which disturbs the silence of others. I have seen many souls in the depths of hell for not having kept their silence. They told me so themselves when I asked them why they were in hell. These souls were of religious sisters and brothers. My God, what an agony it is to think that not only might they have been in heaven, but they might even have become great saints. O Jesus, have mercy." Stunning words from Faustina. Maybe we ought to shut down our noise a little bit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus not only taught Faustina the great value and power of prayer, but also that of sacrifice and suffering. God the Father wants to give all his children the joy of participating with Jesus in the work of saving souls, especially the souls of our loved ones. And Jesus said to Faustina, "My daughter, I want to instruct you on how you are to rescue souls through sacrifice and prayer. You will save more souls through prayer and suffering than will a missionary through his teachings and sermons alone." And at one point she wrote, "Today I saw the suffering Lord Jesus. He leaned down toward me from the cross and whispered softly, 'My daughter, help me to save sinners.'" Faustina suffered for a number of years with undiagnosed tuberculosis until it took her life, which she offered at every moment for the salvation of souls. Now, I don't want to suffer any more than you, but no one escapes suffering. The last few days, I've been sick with a cold or a flu, and I hate it. When we are sick, we have two choices. We can complain and waste our suffering. In that case, it makes us worse people and does no one any good. Or we can accept what we did not choose, do not like, and cannot change, and offer these things with love to Jesus for the conversion and salvation of our loved ones. We should do what Mother Teresa said, to accept what he gives and give what he takes with a big smile. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, as the secretary or apostle of mercy, Jesus told Faustina that the most important way that he wants to give his mercy to us is through the sacrament of reconciliation. This is what Jesus said to Faustina. Write, speak of my mercy. Tell souls where they are to look for solace, that is, in the sacrament of reconciliation. There the greatest miracles take place and are incessantly repeated. To avail oneself of this miracle, it is not necessary to go on a great pilgrimage, though everyone should come to the Holy Land with me. Jesus said, it is not necessary to go on a great pilgrimage or to carry out some external ceremony. It suffices to come with faith to the feet of my representative and to reveal to him one's misery, and the miracle of divine mercy will be fully demonstrated. Were a soul like a decaying corpse, so that from a human standpoint there would be no hope and everything already lost, it is not so with God. The miracle of divine mercy restores that soul in full. Wow. We can receive the miracle of divine mercy through the sacrament of reconciliation. And the Church recommends that we go to the sacrament often. And Our Lady at Fatima asked us to go on the first Saturday of every month. She asked for first Saturdays of reparation, where we would, on Saturday, the first Saturday of every month, go to Mass, go to confession, pray the rosary, and think about the life of Jesus for 15 minutes. And the Pope has extended that period to, I think, 20 days before or 20 days after. Basically, go to confession once a month. This is what Jesus and Mary have asked, so that you too can experience the miracle of divine mercy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, you have a special connection with Saint Faustina, and I really want to get your thoughts on this. Especially, there are a number of things, as always, that strike me from the diary, but I couldn't resist. It always catches me when Jesus said to her, "It's not necessary to go on a great pilgrimage."
That hurts you so deeply. Yeah, you're like, all right, Jesus, I'm trying to bring people to you. You just got to work with me. And you just tell one saint that everyone's got to go to Israel.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Because really, it's there is nothing better than immersing yourself in the life of Jesus and Mary for 10 days without any distractions. And that's what we do when we go to the Holy Land. But not only, as I said, not only the life of Jesus, it's the greatest Marian pilgrimage, because this is not where she appeared. This is where she lived.
I also want to say, I've got a friend who's really tight with Saint Joseph, and that was like the dream team for her.
Every
step of the way.
We always forget Saint Joseph, and we're going to go to the home of the Holy Family where Joseph lived, worked, and died.
For me, it was even, obviously, it's harder to know the details of his life, but any place that we're talking about the apostles, my confirmation saint is Saint Jude, and we're really tight. So it was just beautiful being in his homeland.
Yeah, it's amazing. So come with me, all of you out there praying with us, to the Holy Land this December. It's the greatest Advent and Christmas experience and preparation. Just go to our website, schooloffaith.com, click on pilgrimages, and you'll find all the information. Because when the bus is full, the bus is full.
Yeah, I remember Jesus said, you don't have to. It doesn't mean you shouldn't.
Very good point. Now I was stunned by that passage from Faustina about what she had to say about silence and the souls who were in hell.
Well, each of these points were fantastic. She's so jam-packed with, I mean, everything you can imagine. I will say I couldn't get the lyrics to Car Radio by 21 Pilots out of my head. Because it's such a good point. Sometimes quiet is violent, you know? It can be a lot to sit in silence.
That is one of my favorite songs.
We reference 21 Pilots a lot on this podcast. I realize that now. I think this is the second or third time we've done it.
They ought to give us some type of kickback.
Yeah, I think we need a promo.
If anyone knows them.
If you happen to know, was it Tyler Joseph? Yeah.
Let them know we're always referencing them. But that song, Car Radio, is so fantastic because in the song, his car radio, is it stolen or just dies?
Someone stole his car radio.
Yeah, that's right, because the same thing happened to me.
Now he just sits in silence.
What's the lyric?
Which part? I can probably recite the whole thing. What part are you asking about?
About the sometimes quiet.
Sometimes quiet is violent.
Yeah.
I find it hard to hide it. My pride is no longer inside. It's on my sleeve. My skin will scream, reminding me of who I killed inside my dream. I hate this car that I'm driving. There's no hiding from me. I'm forced to deal with what I feel. There is no distraction to mask what is real. He's just talking about the awareness of reality that's being imposed upon him because of this silence.
This is the key, Teresa. This is the key. Noise, in noise, we can hide from ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
In silence, you have to face yourself. And if you will face yourself honestly, then God can work on you and you will change. This is why Faustina literally met souls in hell, because they weren't silent, because they wouldn't face themselves. So they wouldn't cooperate with God to change.
Yeah, and these were religious. These were people that might have even been cloistered, people that we imagine are surrounded by silence. But it makes a very important point that it's not about external silence. You can have a life of chaos and an inner peace and silence. But I realize this because we always talk about making time for silence. And I'm like, I make a lot of time to be in silence, but I think I pat myself on the back too much for all my big thoughts and the things I think in meditation and the way I fill the conversation with God by talking over him and just being the only part of that dialogue and making it into a monologue. But that she's asking us to actually sit in silence and listen.
Yes. And this is so, what you're saying is so true. To, like Jesus said to her, talk to me as a friend to a friend. Okay, that's the first part. Mm-hmm. Then we listen or read the word of God and we reflect on it. That's definitely part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to apply it to our lives, honestly. But then we have to be willing to make some changes.
Yeah.
We have to apply the word of God to our life with a resolution and make some changes.
Mm-hmm. And I think Faustina's diary is such a great place to start and to learn meditation. I don't know what it is about it. Maybe it is because it's a conversation between her and God, and it's like you're sitting with two friends, which is going to be a very good way to learn conversation if you're struggling one-on-one with someone, to sit. That's why it's good to sometimes get together with a group of friends and have one conversation, because it teaches you to sometimes listen or speak to a whole group, but then you kind of have to prepare what you're going to say. You have to have somewhere to go with it if you're going to open up and talk to, you know, seven people at once versus one person. And I think it's very similar in prayer, where you have to take time to just be sitting and listening with everyone. So it's nice to sit in on Faustina's conversations with God.
It's such an excellent analogy, because what I found was that by reading and reading, sitting in on the conversation between Faustina and Jesus, I was drawn into the conversation, and it was like they welcomed me.
Because obviously he didn't just speak to her, he asked her to write it down, so he knew you would be reading it, you would be listening to it. He knew you were there.
Yes.
She knew that you would read it, in the sense that she was writing it to be read, and now she's still there with it.
Well, notice he said, you're going to be my secretary of mercy in this life and the next.
And the next. Yeah, and she really is.
So really, that conversation between Jesus and Faustina continues. We're with them and we are drawn into it.
Mm-hmm. I think I very much encourage people to make a friend of Faustina, but I warn them deeply.
I know why you're warning them.
She is such a sufferer in the best and worst of ways. I know you and I both read her diary, just cringing with her. In the face of her mightiness, she is stronger than anyone has any right to be.
Yeah, she has more courage and patience in the midst of suffering than any person I could ever imagine.
Yeah. And to be suffering, to be dying actively, to be dying of tuberculosis, and none of the sisters understood or believed her.
Right.
And then once they knew what was going on, they distanced themselves entirely. So she suffered in complete abandonment. But this was another thought I had. I think there was that entire point on suffering she talks about, that I was talking with a friend earlier who had suffered so much. But I asked her one of my favorite questions that I was asked once, why are you Catholic? It wasn't by someone who wasn't Catholic. They were like, oh, you're Catholic? I'm Catholic. Why are you Catholic? Great question. But my friend's answer was, she was like, I've already suffered so much. If there's no God, if there's no faith, if it's not Catholicism in specific, then that suffering is for nothing.
Wow.
Suffering was not a choice, but in the church, I do have power in it. And that is, it's for something. But that's really the beauty of our faith that I don't think many other faiths and even Christian denominations offer to the same extent, the way that we can offer our suffering, that we see it not as a punishment, but as a price that we can choose to pay, as almost, you know, bartering, as a sacrifice of love.
Yeah, this is the key concept of Catholicism, that God is inviting us to share in his life and his work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And his work, the greatest work, is saving souls through suffering.
Yeah. And she made a fantastic point when I was talking about my own struggles. And she was like, oh, that's hard. Because, you know, there's only two options. You choose to suffer, or you don't choose to suffer and you still suffer.
And it's just in vain.
And I'm like, you're right. But one is weak and one is not futile.
Yeah. What? Tell, share with the audience. When we were in Poland, when we were at Faustina's convent, when we were talking with the little nun who dressed just like Faustina, they all do.
Uh-huh.
And you thought you were talking to Faustina.
Yeah, seriously, and she was so peaceful.
And you asked, what do you think about young people today? And what did she say?
She said, oh, they're weak.
Weak. But we're all weak.
Yes.
We're all weak. We're all weak.
I actually did one of my favorite memories of Faustina, a little anecdote from that encounter with that sister, was She gave us all, and I think I've probably told this story on the podcast before, but I'll tell it again because I can't even remember. But she had this little bag, and it was full of little paper slips. And there were 12 of us kids there, like we were teenagers or something. And she said, reach in and pull out a piece of paper and keep it to yourself. And it'll be a quote from Faustina's diary. So we all had a little quote. It was kind of like fortune cookies, but the Catholic version. So a little better because it wasn't meaningless. And I had a lovely quote. I can't remember exactly what it says, but something along the lines of, my heart is a trove of treasures. Take from it all that you need and that the world needs.
Yes.
And then So that was my little piece. And we went into her little chapel where she prayed every day. And I opened up the diary to a random page. And on that page was that exact quote.
Wow.
It was fantastic. Thousands of quotes from Faustina. Yeah. In that tiny little page. And I can never find that quote again. But that day I just opened straight up to the book.
Thank you for bringing us to the most important point. We are all weak. But if we will turn to the heart of Jesus, that treasure trove, mm-hmm. we will find all the strength that we need.
Yes, precisely. You're going to suffer either way. I'd rather have Jesus' strength than mine.
Yeah, good point.
I always appreciate the way I ramble and then you tie it back in.
I delight in listening to you. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.